531.
In the Cook Islands, and no, it's not Cook Islands Language Week anymore, but we are still in the Cook Islands this morning, and it's because an opposition MP is wanting the government to lead by example in the fight against drugs. How? By ditching the special treatment at the borders, you know, for MPs to actually allow them and their luggage to be searched. And secondly, she wants all the MPs to undergo drug testing to set a public example for everybody.
Wow, that's interesting. And the opposition MP's name?
Sal Napa. So she an MP for the Democratic Party. But, you know, we've seen a lot of media reports around the growing drug problem in the Cook Islands, specifically around the hard drug of methamphetamine. And they know that it's entering the country somehow. And so that's why MP Sal Napa is saying that everyone needs to stand up with the communities and work together with the authorities. And she's saying, hey, look, if we're serious about this issue as MPs, we should be undergoing the luggage searches as well. And we should also drug test to show the public that, hey, we're serious about this.
Just in that, though, there's some questions that are coming to mind, but I am not a conspiracy.
What's your question? Let's ask. Ask away, Brian.
Well, you know, what is, if she's putting this motion forward, is there something that she knows that maybe the public are not privy to, or who knows what sort of theories are being bandied around about the Cook Islands with regards to this? But it's good that this, especially if people in positions of power are being held to account, you know, at the same level as every other citizen.
So, like, basically MPs could take back from New Zealand, like, whatever they want.
We're not speculating
here. I'm not speculating. Saying, like, you know, if they were... Oh, okay. All right. Lucky you. But anyway...
Well, look at all these kinners that you brought home.
I know, right?
Who knows? It